NanoM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 9:02. Nome Public Schools Board of Education met last night for its first regular meeting of the year. It started with teachers from the middle and high schools bringing up November and December Students of the Month, four in all, and reading positive comments about each offered by their classmates and teachers. The big news at the meeting was the announcement from Superintendent Gass that he'd received resignations from three members of his administration.
Obviously, the big story in Nome is going to be that the resignations of the building principals. So Mr. Grimes at the elementary school tendered his resignation, Mr. Hanley at the high school, and then Mr. Stambeck.
This is Grimes and Hanley's second year each as principals of their respective schools. Donald Stambeck started as head of special programs and director of human resources earlier this year. Gass says that while the resignations are unfortunate, given the high rates of turnover in Alaska school districts, they are not totally out of the ordinary.
I wish them the absolute best of luck in their future endeavors. You know, while I'm sorry or sad, I should say, to see colleagues go and to move on, at the same time, I look at it as an opportunity for us to continue to move forward in what we need to do and the mission that we have here in Nome.
Though two of the board's five members were not present at the meeting, the three resignations were accepted. Board member Barb Nichols was surprised by the scale of so many departures.
It wouldn't be appropriate at comment, so I suppose it's appropriate at open discussion. We've just had resignations from basically 50% of our administration. It's huge to lose both building principals and your HR person at the same time.
Elsewhere in the meeting, Principal Scott Hanley detailed the programming Nome Belts can fund for monies provided by NSCDC's Community Benefits Share Program and approved by Nome's Common Council. It included extracurricular and athletics like more swimming lessons, four new drums, assistance to JROTC, a longer gym unit on bowling, and more archery. It also includes programs to give students at Nome Belts a snack ahead of their morning classes, a measure board member Barbara Amrock says she was gladdened to see.
And I appreciate the work to provide a breakfast program at Nome Belts High School. I remember a few years ago when we had a meeting with some students out at the high school and asked them what would help them do better in school. And the first thing that they said was breakfast. So that's great.
Hanley also provided an update on an earlier request from the board for details on why so many students from Nome this year had enrolled in Mount Edgecombe. Hanley reported back that he'd made phone contact with parents, 60% of whom said a large factor was that other family members had attended the Sitka boarding school. Another 40% of those asked said the decision had to do with athletics, friends, or programming unavailable in Nome. There were also presentations to the board by Kaylee Overby and Amelia Budd on new programs and leadership opportunities being pursued across a wide range of avenues by students in Nome's public schools, everything from anti-bullying skits by middle schoolers to partnerships with Coeric, providing youth input on sustainability grants and community issues. A delegation from Shishmaref is visiting Congress to explain how their world is changing. Shishmaref Native Corporation President Tony Wayawana told lawmakers at a climate task force meeting the village used to have so much beach they played baseball on it. Now, with water levels rising and the island eroding, they don't have enough shore to dig for clams. They're finding tumors and hair loss on marine mammals, and the ice isn't thick enough for safe travel. 17-year-old Deborah Hersharad said that Shishmaref is changing faster than she can grow up.
I remember one afternoon my mom came to get me from my grandparents' house. As a result from the storm, the back of our house and the back of our stairs were dangling over the cliff in the ocean. It was scary. We had to immediately move all our things out of the house, and we went to go stay with my grandparents. And later that year, we moved away.
Family was gone for 8 years. When they came back, Deborah found a smaller island with favored places for egging and duck hunting had eroded entirely away.
It really does scare me. One day, Shishmaref just won't be there. This is where I grew up, and this is where my grandparents grew up, and where my grandparents' parents grew up. And one day, I hope to come back to Shishmaref after college, but I don't know if it'll be there.
Eileen Cole, a spokeswoman for Act on Climate Change, says the coalition sponsored the trip to show Washington the tangible harm climate change is already bringing to Americans. The group is scheduled to meet with White House, EPA, and Interior officials. Only a handful of officials attended the meeting on Capitol Hill yesterday, all of them already sympathetic to the cause. A congressional omnibus spending bill is going to include $75 million for fisheries disasters. Senator Lisa Murkowski's office says that includes the 2012 disaster declared for Alaska Chinook salmon fisheries in the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers, as well as Cook Inlet. More than three dozen members of Congress, including Alaska's delegation, had sought $150 million for fisheries disasters that have been declared since 2012. Murkowski spokesman Matthew Felling says the amount was set at $75 million during congressional negotiations, and it would be up to the U.S. Department of Commerce to distribute aid to affected regions. Murkowski's office also says the bill includes $1 million specifically for cleanup of debris from the 2011 tsunami in Japan. It also requires a report on how federal agencies are coordinating to remove marine debris on federal land. And the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is currently holding a photography contest. They're calling on all Alaskan fishing families and family photographers to help the institute showcase Alaska seafood. Tyson Fick is the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute's communications director and says it's their job to tell the story of Alaska and its seafood.
Nothing really tells the story better than seeing that beautiful spot, the fish, the action that happens when you're bringing fish on board, or the families and the people that make it happen. So we're asking people that are out in Alaska and out catching those fish to maybe share some of those images so we may use them in advertisements in the future or on our Facebook page, things like that, to help tell the story.
The Bering Sea is home to some of the most unique commercial fisheries in the world, from fishermen at St. Lawrence Island hand-pulling in halibut from skiffs to Norton Sound crab fishermen setting crab pots through the sea ice. Fick says Bering Sea residents have some of the most unique stories to tell when it comes to commercial fishing.
That's amazing. And you know, we've have some professionally shot stuff. We had people come up there last year to Nome while they were fishing through the ice. And that's great. I would love to see more of that. Some of the salmon fisheries around. And then, you know, not just limited to the commercial fishing side of it, but also as those fish get up into the river, and then help talk about that sustainability and abundance that it's hard to translate using just words.
There are categories to the photo contest: best family or kid photo, best throwback photo, fish photo, scenic photo, boat, humor, or action photo. First prize winner of each category will receive an iPad, second place a dry bag, and third place a sweatshirt. Fick says this year they're also doing a Facebook photo contest. Selected photos will be placed on the Seafood Marketing Institute's Facebook page. The photographer who submitted the photo with the most likes will win a 2-round trip Alaska Airlines tickets. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute is a public-private partnership between the state of Alaska and the seafood industry. All the processors pay 0.5% tax that goes into a fund to promote Alaska seafood around the world. And checking in New York, gold is down $5.20 to $12.39.80 an ounce. Silver's down 9 cents to $20.17 an ounce, and zinc is at 94 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is scheduled to arrive on time in Nome at 11:40 a.m. Unofficially, it's 9 below outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.